the amount of press this podcast would get, because all anyone could talk about is how irresponsible we are.
You are.
You're part of my team.
I did not volunteer.
My decision making is teamed with yours. When I make bad decisions, if you greenlight them, then they're not bad decisions.
That's a good point.
100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm moving.
You're moving?
I think I'm moving to Austin.
To Austin?
I think
Great.
So.
I wanted you to move here.
Not Leanne, just me. Trap house.
Trap house.
Yeah. Trap house. Trap compound.
Compound.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this, and I want to bounce it off you, okay?
Okay.
And because I'm not the good brain. Like, I'm a good idea brain, but when it comes to, like, is that idea a real idea?
Yeah.
You're better at that.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in fucking Uber today. I've taken so many goddamn Ubers. I probably spent, no joke, $1,000 in Ubers in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Easy. I go, I'm going to buy a car. Leave it in Austin. Right?
Yeah.
I'm here once a month. Easy. Sometimes twice a month. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to leave it here. And then my brain goes, I'm going to get it wrapped in Two Bears wrap and whatever. Drive around Austin. It's a Two Bears guy.
Yeah.
But I go, no, fuck it. I'm going to buy a Suburban, and I'm going to leave it in Austin so that I don't ever have to fucking deal with cars. So that way we'd land.
You can get it wrapped.
I kind of want to get it wrapped. But then I'm talking about that, and I was like, I'll leave it at Annie's house.
Okay.
Right? Easy peasy.
Okay.
And then that way, what's a car payment a month? Like $700 a month?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You have five cars.
Well, I don't make payments.
Okay. How out of touch are we? I just said, how much is a car payment? And you go, I don't know.
Well, you could definitely lease something nice for that.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it cash.
Okay.
Because I don't want to deal with a lease down here.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to buy it cash. I'm going to buy a used Suburban. And so it's a big car so that when we come down and we're on tour, everyone piles in the Suburban, we got a car.
Okay.
That way, the guys are stuck at the fucking hotel today.
Yeah.
They could drop us off. They have the Suburban for the day. They could go ahead and do activities.
Sure.
And then whatnot. So then I'm like, yeah. Find me a fucking Suburban, Nadav. Or better yet, if you're watching this and you live in Austin and you have a Suburban you want to get rid of, fucking hit me up.
Okay.
And so, and then I go, well, what the fuck? Why don't I have a house here?
Right.
Like, being serious.
Yeah.
And I go, me, Nadav, and Annie. I buy a house. Okay. They live in it. Okay. They're my caretakers. I buy a huge compound. Horses. ATVs.
Yeah.
Everything you want when you come to Texas.
This is like a farm, like a ranch.
Yeah. And I hit up Rogan. I go, hey, man, just so you know, any of our friends, anyone comes down to Austin, let them stay at our compound. We got fucking...
How many acres you thinking?
No less than five.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be more than 5 acres.
Gun range? Like a gun?
Oh, yeah, it's Austin. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's abortions, whatever. Or not enough abortions. God damn it, man. What is wrong with my brain? I just said abortions.
Yeah.
I think I'm still rebounding from yesterday. But no, we have gun ranges, we have bows and arrows.
Yeah, yeah.
We have horses, maybe not horses, maybe a horse.
A horse, but multiple ATVs.
Multiple ATVs and dirt bikes and have fun.
Yeah.
And then when I come down here, it's not just, because like the first time I came down and I stayed at your house, I had so much fucking fun,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then it ultimately I realized that's not going to happen every time. That was the fucking.
You woke up so scared when I walked into the room.
God. Do you remember that? You honey dicked me. You got me to stay in your house, and I was like, I fucking love Austin.
Yeah.
And then now
I go,
now
Bert, just, and you're like, oh, I thought I was dead.
But that way I come in, right? I come in with the whole guys on tour, and we stay in the compound. Everyone's happy.
I love
fuck.
It. Now, what did your business manager say?
He actually said it's not a bad idea.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, well, he's like, well, how much are you thinking about spending? And the further you get outside of Austin, the bigger place you can get.
Yeah.
And they're not that, like, and then I started thinking, Leanne likes projects.
You think you can get her on board?
So what I'm thinking is, you know, if I can sell it, if I can sell it as like, find a good property that's a beautiful location, as a place we can go to, but we go to work also. That's the beauty of it. It's like she wants to buy a house in like Ojai. We looked at houses in Ojai because she wants to get out of the city and wants to be in touch with nature.
Sure.
And I was like, that's great. But I'm going to be biting my flip-flop in Ojai going like, can you shoot another promo? Like I'm just, because I don't,
yeah,
not work. What if I say, babe, I'm doing Two Bears, One Cave this week. Why don't you come down to Austin with me? We'll tap out for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then we come here and we stay at the house.
Dude, I love this idea.
I love this idea. And then it's more functional.
And it's still an investment for you.
Still an investment.
Yeah.
I get, Annie and I love the same types of beers. We love hot dogs. Like, it's like, so in my brain, I go, Annie's there. So the house is never, it's not like a vacant property.
Yeah.
He's living there. We got a compound. So I'm looking at properties and I just found the fucking, I just sent it to my business manager. And I said it to these guys. I showed these guys. It's gorgeous.
You realize that I like the idea. I don't know if realistically they want to live there, though.
No, they do. You're and sure? He does. He Nadav does? Will learn to love it. Nadav, you just need to, Nadav, there's a lot about you we're going to change today.
Today?
We're going to make, Nadav, I want to tell you a story about a boy named Bert Kreischer. One day I woke up, I was 28 years old, 27 years old, and I didn't like the prospects of what my life was offering.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, I'm fat. I'm very fat.
At 27?
And I said, any of the chicks that would love me right now, I would never love them. I would never be able to love them. I only would love women who would love the guy I wanted to be. Okay. That I would only be happy being married to a woman who was in love with the guy that I wanted to be. The guy that I told myself I could be. I wanted to be a working comedian, and I wasn't. I was not a working comedian. I was not doing shit with my life. I did not want to be fat. I had all my hair at that time. I had all my hair. I had all these things that I...
Wait, one thing I want to get clear on. Were you really fat at this point?
Yeah, but probably not what I... Skinny now, I think.
Okay.
I wish I could find a picture.
Do you remember what you weighed? When you were thinking like this?
Type in, yeah. Bert, is before Hurt Bert. It was, I'll see if I can find, no. I don't know. I don't
know. New York?
I was in LA.
Okay.
But so see Skinny Bert right there? See Skinny Bert on the bottom, far right? See Skinny Bert? So Skinny Bert is who I decided I would be.
I just remembered that somebody sent me this yesterday. I'm gonna send it to Nadav's email right now.
Okay.
It's just funny.
So Nadav, I decided that I was going to change who I was so I could find the person I wanted. So then I could then have them for the rest of my life. Does that make sense, Nadav? Okay. So then I'll make more sense with it. So what I did is I started hosting at the Hollywood Improv.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take steps backwards to get forwards.
Okay.
The second thing I did is I decided I would work out twice every day. Two times. I worked out in the morning and at night. In the morning, I would do spin class, and at night, I'd go for a hike. Two times every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got down to Skinny Bert.
Yeah.
And I met Leanne. And I started touring. And I started headlining, and I sold a show called Hurt Bert.
Yeah.
I had all these things happening, and then it went backwards, you know. Not everything goes, you got to take steps back or whatever, you know. So, Nadav, I want you to think about who you want to be.
Yeah.
Who's the dream version of Nadav? Tell me the dream version of Nadav, because we're taking him there, and part of it starts with you moving into this compound.
Okay, what's your dream version of you?
Oh, are you going to whisper it to us?
I think he just doesn't want to yell it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Dream version of Nadav.
Is there a woman attached in this dream?
Sure.
Okay, what does she look like? Google a picture. I want you to pull up a picture of a woman you find beautiful. Just like Kathy Ireland. She was gorgeous, man. Kathy Ireland was so pretty.
He Googled not Jewish women.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Nadav.
Not Jewish.
Nope, this is not what I...
Yeah.
Oh, it's just all the Sarah Silverman articles about Jew face. Christian women. Ooh.
That's kind of nice.
Would you date a redhead?
Yeah.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take her. She's beautiful.
Okay.
Meeting a marriage-minded single Christian woman.
Yeah. Yeah, she's perfect.
You know how fucking lame she would be.
She's having tea. Okay, Nadav, what do you think she wants her guy to look like? Ideal weight. 220? I bet she could find a guy like me or you at 220.
Okay.
That's we're fun. We could watch movies with.
Oh, I'm definitely fun, yeah.
Yeah. Smoke a bowl with. Mm-hmm. Enjoy, like, shoot. Socks on, snuggly socks. On a couch with a blanket, and you're watching Yentl or something.
What's Yentl?
It's a movie with Barbara Streisand where she played a Jewish boy.
Okay.
And so let's start with our ideal weight, and we're gonna get you there. If nothing, Nadav, I have.
You're gonna get me there.
I'm gonna get you there, because I understand incentive, just like you do.
What's your goal weight? Do you have one?
I feel like the lowest I've ever been in my adult life is probably right around 220.
And how old were you when you were, how long ago was it?
Probably a college freshman.
College freshman.
You got a good, you got
so
a,
now I'm 33, so that was like, I don't know, over like, I don't know, 15-ish years ago?
Yeah.
You got a great head of hair.
You do have a good
You got
head
a good
hair.
Jawline.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking the positives now.
Yeah.
You're a very, very intelligent person. And you are, if nothing else, loyal. Now, the loyalty is where we get you, because you need to get loyal to yourself. You need to commit to yourself this weight loss journey, and we need to find an incentive. Give me a price point, Nadav.
A price point?
You give me a price point.
Like, what does my
Are you looking for him, like, to give you the incentive price to lose weight?
Yeah, because I know for a fact, Nadav's the kind of guy that if you put a number on something, he'll see that, he'll work for that. So big boy, Will Smith bet big boy $1 million. Was it $1 million?
Million sounds right.
Was it?
I'll take $1 million.
Okay, we're not giving you $1 million. We need sponsors to hop on board with this.
We could probably get sponsors to hop on board.
If we get sponsors to chip in.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, what if we crowdsource this?
What would you chip in?
I'll match whatever you chip in.
Really?
Yeah.
What time frame do we give it? You don't want to make it too short.
Yeah, you don't want to make it too short.
Make it healthy.
Yeah.
Make it healthy. I lost 40 pounds in a month once.
That's not a good
idea. That's not healthy, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I took Xanax and Ambien, and I offset them days.
Yeah,
and
compounding the unhealthiness.
With a little bit of whiskey.
I don't think the sponsors are going to like that.
Okay, all right. Tom's birthday is April 16th.
Yeah.
So when this comes out, this will be January by the time this comes out.
Okay.
Mm. Is this your New Year's resolution?
Yep.
How about? Wait, can you start before the new year though?
I could build up to it.
Because where are we at now? Okay,
like I could start ASAP.
What if we make it? We make a weigh in day. What's a healthy amount of weight to lose a week? We'll do it because you don't want to overshoot conservatively, right?
Is 10 pounds a month healthy?
That's pretty aggressive. I think
that is
aggressive.
It's very doable.
It's doable, but I'm saying like. Maybe 2 pounds a week, so 8 pounds a month is like...
2 pounds a week is... Well, once he starts losing weight...
Oh, I know it's going to come off at the top
yeah.
if he does something like even shifts how he just like drinks and eats a little bit. It's going to come off heavily.
So how much do you weigh right now? 260?
I had a pretty rough weekend. That meat I ate from Dave really threw me into a tailspin. So I woke up at like, I don't know, I want to say like 270 probably the other morning.
Let's say, let's call it 275 so that the journey seems even more achievable.
Ooh, wow, Bert, you're speaking my language, man.
Okay. 275, and we get you down to 220. That's 55 pounds in 1, 2, 3, 4 months.
Give them another month.
5 months?
Yeah.
And then 5 months. I think he can do it quicker, Tom.
Well, in 5 months, if he's losing 2 pounds a week, 5 months would be 40 pounds. And I think he could do it quicker too, but I think you make it, you don't try to make it too, you know what I mean? Like much of a reach, like where he's like.
What if we do a dollar point per pound?
A dollar point per pound? I don't understand.
Yeah. Like theoretically say we did like, so we're doing on the bus $50 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And every pound the guys lose, I give them $50. And then every pound I lose, I give them $50.
Okay.
So we need to incentivize per pound.
Okay. Oh, so that no matter what, as long as I lose, I'm still getting something? Or is it like if I don't hit the number?
Yeah, because I like.
Right.
I like.
But you get it at the weigh-in date, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get, maybe we can get sponsors to jump on. I mean, I would throw down for each pound.
I'd throw down for, I'll tell you, how about this?
What?
Why don't we find sponsors to match what we put in?
Okay.
So that it can get ridiculously big.
What are you willing to put in?
Ridiculously big.
Well, yeah, like, because the more sponsors that jump in on this weight loss journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is starting to feel very unfair to our healthy staff.
Yeah.
It's and a, he's like, and any he's and like, Danny are like, what the fuck,
he's
man?
He's like, I'll quit white women.
No, I won't.
Don't worry, I'll take you guys all out to a really fancy dinner afterwards. Two fancy dinners.
I think we want to get to $100,000. I think what did Rogan offer me? Do you remember he offered me to $200,000.
I don't remember that. I really don't.
He offered me $200,000. Maybe it was in private. Well, I'm saying it out loud. He offered me $200,000 to get below 200 pounds and keep it off for a year. You don't remember that?
No.
My dad thought I was fucking crazy.
He did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I turned it down. I couldn't have Joe in my head every day of my life. Like, yeah. I couldn't. Joe's very inspirational, but I couldn't have him be the guy on my shoulder every time I got on the scale. And I had to keep, in order to keep off, stay below 200 pounds, you technically have to be like 175 just to make sure you're in that fucking
range.
Safe, because I have fucking weekends.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely willing to throw in this.
What if we crowdfunded it?
Crowdfund it?
Yeah, crowdfunded it. And we said, like almost like you do when you do like those races, you go, all right, are you, who's willing to match? Not match, but like everyone throws in a dollar. Puts in $5 into a crowd fund,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if Nadav gets there, he gets that money.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
I would be interested for him to make $1 million. Like, I think we could.
This is all over the map now.
Yeah.
Let's figure out actual parameters that I think we could probably get to. I don't think $1 million's. I'd love $1 million to lose.
How about this?
Pounds,
I'll tell you what. How about this? I bet we need our fans to join in and be part of it. $1 million and you get to 200.
But here's the thing.
200. Make it unachievable. Make it unachievable, but make him. Nadav's only going to succeed in darkness, like in the darkness. No,
who do you think I am?
I know your brain, Nadav. I know your brain. I know your brain.
And I don't think you do.
No, you're the same brain I do, Nadav. Here's the bet: $1 million. $1 million, if you get to 200 pounds by April.
200 pounds. That's insane, man.
Wait, exactly. Nadav. $1 million.
That's
unreal. Going to happen.
You're 35.
Gonna be like,
I'm going to be hospitalized.
You're going to be like,
Nadav, can you do it? $1 million. Just think about it. Could you do it? $1 million.
So I'm losing 70 pounds in 5 months?
Yep. Nadav, $1 million.
How is this even a question for you?
Yeah.
Just smoke meth for the whole fucking...
Nadav,
I'm on.
I'm in.
Nadav, okay, now I put it to our fans. We're going to open up a crowdsourcing website. Who wants to watch Nadav go to the darkness? Watch him.
Go to the darkness.
Because you know his brain will switch. For $1 million, this motherfucker will lose 75 fucking pounds.
By April.
By April. He will, for $1 million, it'll be the funnest fucking
April
5 months.
April what?
April 1st. And then we get a goofy scale and we go, you didn't do it.
So that's not even 4 months. That's not even 4 months. Just so you know.
And so the deal is, this is the deal. It's one of those things. If Nadav hits his goal, then you pay him. And by the way, all we're asking for is like a dollar from a fan, $5 from a fan.
Here's the thing. We don't want somebody, if we're really doing this, we don't want somebody building this and saying that they're controlling it. So it would have to be on the link is on the YMHstudios.com page. Okay.
Yep.
So it's built by us.
Yeah.
We'll have to get Brendan on it, have him put on. Do you want to do this, first of all, before?
Yes. The answer is yes.
It's the losing 70 pounds for $1 million in 4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it sounds completely insane.
I think it's brilliant.
I'm gonna have to be on like blood pressure medication for my entire life. I'm not taking any.
Why? What are you talking about?
Because it's an unhealthy thing to do.
No, it's not.
Wait, but what happens if the money can't be funded?
No, it can't. It will be. I believe in our fans. And by the way, we need to. Here's the deal. This is what I'm asking you guys. Everyone, chip in $10. $10. $10. Listen to me. This is gonna be fun. $10. Everyone, chip in $10. I'll chip in $10. Tom will chip in $10. We'll all be in it. We're all gonna be in it for a fair market price. To watch this, you could say train wreck. I wouldn't say train wreck, but what you're going to watch is 4 months of one man looking for to make $1 million.
Or whatever amount is in that fund.
We
don't know what the amount
is going to
be.
We don't know what it's going to be.
It's $1 million or best offer.
Best offer, yeah. And so,
it's $1 million or OBO.
We need you guys. We really need you guys because this only gets fun if it's $1 million. Do you realize how many fucking people are going to go, these people are out of their fucking mind?
Yeah, yeah, I realize.
$1 million. We need people to chip in $1 million.
I have to say, though, as somebody that that works with Nadav, that I don't know if I can sign off on him being pushed to do it in that time frame.
Right, no, hold on, stop. This is negativity.
I'm not being negative.
The best thing that would ever happen for this guy is he gets 200 pounds.
By then April 1st?
Then he gets that Christian redhead. He gets the Christian redhead. We move him into the compound. Yeah. And next thing you know, Nadav's doing fucking one-arm pull-ups. And he's like, God damn it, man. You've changed him. And I'm telling you, Nadav.
It's going to be the darkest 4 months of my life, you're saying?
Nadav, you go to the darkness and you will succeed. You're going to get $1 million, dude. A million fucking dollars.
Or it might be like $26,487.
Nadav. Hey, listen.
Can we get like doctor supervision?
Nope. We're gonna set you up on it. You're gonna work out twice.
By the way, they haven't signed off on this.
They have not signed off on this.
Yeah.
We're gonna get you on it. You're gonna all you got to do, Nadav, is you got to commit to 2 workouts a day, and we're gonna get you one of the meal delivery services that Tom uses, where they just send you the shit you don't want to eat, and then you eat that. And then you're going to get $1 million in April.
So I'm doing 2-a-day workouts.
Yeah, you'd have to do 2-a-days.
Here's the brilliance, guys. Here's the brilliance. You chip in your $10. Everyone's going to chip in $10. $10 is doable. Everyone can afford $10, I think.
Okay.
Right? And then if he doesn't make the weight, you get your $10 back. If he doesn't make the weight, you get your $10 back. But if he makes the weight for $10, you get to watch a man fucking Bruce Wayne himself to fucking 200 pounds.
Nadav.
Yeah.
Need you to, when this is done, to isolate this and send this over to Brendan and ask him if we can get this up on the site.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know how great this will be?
It's very exciting. I'm a little concerned.
Why? What's the safe? Call someone. Do you know someone? Call your trainer.
Okay.
Call your trainer and find out, is it doable?
Yeah.
But don't pitch it like Nadav's 6'8 and he's 275 pounds.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, okay. I think that weight is going to tear off of him.
Okay. Let's see if he answers.
This beer is perfect.
Is it?
It's very perfect.
I like where your head's at.
$1 million.
It's very exciting.
Watch. I'm going to put it on my Instagram stories, and we'll get the answer right away.
You think?
Yeah. Hey, guys, would you chip in $10 to watch Nadav lose 75 pounds in 4 months? Would you chip in $10 to a crowdsourced funding site to watch Nadav lose 75 pounds in 4 months? Okay.
Okay, here
put it on a yes or no poll. Thanks. I'm going to put it on a poll.
Oh, my God. God. Try to get Drew on.
Oh, don't fuck. He's such a buzzkill.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Shit.
Our fans support us, and they support Nadav. And I know everyone listening right now will go. I'll tell you what, Nadav, let's make it even more interesting. What do you want from
more
me?
More interesting than
more
that.
Interesting. Add it, make it a double-double down.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
I think you need to challenge him.
I need to challenge you to do
I
stuff.
I love it. I only work
he
when
loves
he challenges.
Challenges.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to incentivize you to incentivize me, right? That's the best key to an incentive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll match it. I'll put another $1 million if you win.
Oh.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't think he's going to do it. That's fucking stupid right there. I was a dumb thing. I'm not going to do that. What's wrong with me? I'm so impulsive.
I mean, if you say that, you got to, you know, are you really saying that?
I can't. Because I can't. Fucking, Liam would be so fucking livid if I gave him Nadav $1 million. You know, I wonder. Can I tell you where my brain goes? Can I tell you where my brain goes? I hate that this is where my brain goes, and I'm going to show you an insight to where my head thinks. If we got people to raise $1 million, right? And I said I'd match $1 million if he lost the weight. First off, he'd lose the fucking weight. Secondly, he'd get $2 million.
Right.
Thirdly, the amount of press this podcast would get, that's where my brain goes. That's why I immediately say I'll match it. Because I go, we'd make that $1 million back because all anyone could talk about is how irresponsible we are.
You are.
You're part of my team.
I did not volunteer.
My decision making is teamed with yours. When I make bad decisions, if you greenlight them, then they're not bad decisions.
Good point.
Lose 75 pounds.
Yeah, in 4 months.
And by the way, it should be $10 minimum that you have to donate towards it. But like, if it was me, like, I'd put 50 towards that.
Yeah.
If really? That was the, yeah, hell yeah. But it should be 10 minimum, you know? So that way you could up the pot a lot more. Because 10, that means you'd need 100,000 people to be interested.
Yeah, but I think we can get that. I think there are 100,000 people that watch this podcast.
There's more.
Yeah. Yeah. And so all we need, by the way, I think
It's hard to convert 100,000 people.
You sure. think?
Definitely. Definitely. It's possible. It's definitely possible, but it's hard.
How about this? Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay.
I am so quick with ideas.
Yeah.
That I got to sift through them.
Yeah.
Like a gold panner.
You don't normally do that.
I'm not.
What was the thing you were going to say?
We would do for everyone who bought a ticket, we just do a live show.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Like they're pre-ordering tickets to a live show where they unveil my weight loss?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be like the final weigh-in.
That's interesting.
Not all bad ideas.
Actually, that's not that bad of an idea.
That's not that bad of an idea at all.
Right.
Nadav.
Yeah.
Here's the real fucking thing. If you don't lose the weight, and he gets it.
Okay, now I'm interested. Okay. This is what we should do. Okay. This is why we're a good team. We're not crowdsourcing.
No.
We're not, there's no donation thing. If you see one, it's fucking fraud. It's not real.
Okay, I like this.
We'll do a live show.
Yes.
And whatever, instead of saying an amount, whatever the ticket sale proceeds are, either go to Nadav or split amongst the rest of the guys, depending on whether he hits.
Nope, they're gonna cheat. They're gonna lie.
Who's gonna cheat?
They're gonna do what the survivor does.
What do you mean?
They're gonna just split it all. But you can't do that. They're gonna split it. Either we get it or Nadav gets it.
Oh, okay.
We get it or Nadav gets it. I'm sorry, guys. How about with this? Either and they'll do.
What,
ask Christina. They'll
to
shut the fuck up. I'm already buying a compound with you, Annie. Jesus
okay,
Christ.
Okay. My bad, bro. I'm just greedy.
If it's got to be Nadav or nothing, because if you do that, then they're just going to talk behind your back and be like, "Look, whatever it is, let's just all split it." And then we lose the incentive is a challenge. So
where are you?
Not
on,
gonna lie, that's where my first thought was. So yeah. You're right. You are 100% right. Yeah.
So Nadav, we're gonna do a live show April 1st.
Hold on. No, we're not.
We are not doing a live show April 1st.
We're not.
I have good
Did
news.
Did we just get kicked off?
No. It's just
we get canceled.
No. I that's the thing. You just look at your calendar.
Oh shit. Good call.
Yeah.
Because losing 75 pounds, I think, even in a year is going to be pretty crazy for me.
No, Nadav, listen, do you want $1 million or not?
I'd love $1 million.
Yeah, it's not 50 now. It is 75.
It's 75 now.
It's 75 pounds.
Yeah. And
Nadav.
Yeah?
This starts now, right now.
I don't even get one last cheat meal?
Nadav,
you can.
Fucking time is of the essence,
no,
buddy.
You definitely can. You can eat whatever you want, actually. You can do whatever you want.
You can do
right.
You.
Can I can do whatever I want as long as I'm at 220.
No.
Oh, sorry, 200.
Yeah.
200 pounds, $1 million.
What? No.
Oh, that's right. Not 1 million.
No.
Whatever the proceeds are. Yeah. And then do we disclose the proceeds from our live show?
Yeah, for that one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think for that one, yeah.
And so we will be doing a live. Let me.
Not only that, here's the thing. Either Nadav, here's what we're going to do. If you do hit 200 pounds at the weigh-in, you'll get the proceeds. If you don't, Bert and I will keep the proceeds, and we will tax all of you guys 2 weeks' pay for you fucking it up for the rest of them.
Oh, that is brilliant,
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, that is brilliant. That incentivizes them to help them.
Exactly. So they
get punched.
We don't
work that ass out, boy.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me if you're in. I'll say it, but say if you're in.
Okay.
And if Nadav hits it and gets his money, we'll bonus everyone 2 weeks' pay.
Okay.
We'll bonus everyone 2 weeks' pay.
Okay.
Nadav.
Yeah.
I'm calling my trainer right now.
Ooh, am I getting hooked up with a trainer?
No, this is your fucking journey, buddy.
All right.
I just told you at Onnit. At Onnit, they will take care of you. I'm going to set you up at Onnit.
What's up?
Hey, so we have a weight loss spec going on with our buddy Nadav. He is 5'3", 207. Oh, you're on the podcast right now, Lacey. He is
he's not 5'3".
He's 5'7", 5'6"?
5'7".
He is 275 pounds. And, okay. And we have bet him.
5'10", he says.
He's 5'10".
He keeps growing.
Yeah, he's... Everything's a negotiation with him. We have bet him... we bet him $1 million. No, God damn it. We bet him a ton of, let's hypothetically say $1 million. Let's just hypothetically. That was the original bet.
Hypothetically. Okay. He's hypothetically 5'10".
That he could lose, if he can lose 75 pounds in 4 months.
Wow. That's a lot.
Can he do it?
Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
We don't need healthy. We need weight loss.
When you're heavier, can you do it? I mean, we have to get like a muscle to fat ratio and things like that. But, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. People do lap band and lose that weight, right?
Yeah, people lose a lot of weight. And if you have a lot of weight to lose, you lose weight a little bit faster if you clean up your lifestyle. So,
okay.
How serious do you want to get in this challenge?
$1 million serious.
I mean, that's really serious.
Should we have a doctor supervise his weight loss, or is that silly?
Yeah, I think that's a life-changing situation. So, yeah, I mean, blood work, getting a doctor involved, a naturopath probably. And getting
but we
some
don't
blood
want
work
some
so you can monitor it,
doctor
though.
Who's like, don't do this.
Yeah, we don't want a doctor that says don't do it. Good call, Tom.
I mean, there's not going to be a doctor that says don't do it if he has weight to lose.
All right. You know? Yeah, exactly.
If he's all muscle, then they're going to say
he's not.
But if it's mostly body fat and body transformation, then, that can be monitored.
And so actually, it's more like 6 months because it would start today and then in April.
That's
6 months is very doable.
That's not 6 months.
It's December, January, February, March, April, 5 months.
No, because the month of April doesn't count.
Yeah. To lose, 60, 70 pounds in 6 months.
You've what?
I've done that. For movies, we've coached people to lose 60, 70 pounds in that amount of time.
All right. It's doable. Hey, do you think, can you help us out and get him hooked up and on it so they can get someone?
Yeah.
What is
absolutely.
So when you have someone for a movie that you can get them down, say 50 pounds in 5 months, what does their day look like?
I mean, the first change, it's got to go in like segments, but the first change has to start with nutrition, because you can't do anything if somebody's eating a bunch of junk or drinking too much. So getting their nutrition under control, which usually takes about 2 weeks, and slowly building up workouts. Obviously, you're slowly building strength, but as you're starting to peak, then we're looking at 2 workouts a day. There's probably a cardio workout in the morning and then something very strength-based. Or sprint based. And also we're really focusing on recovery, but depending on where somebody starts, you got to ease them into it, because you can't obviously injure somebody off the bat. So we got to build strength and capacity. And then by the end of it, hopefully you're peaking and you're lifting really heavy a couple times a week. You're doing a ton of cardio and you're doing, max interval training with really good heart rate.
Okay. So can you could you reach out to the people at Onnit and see if maybe we can do something? I can reach out to John, but like I would love for Nadav to have a go to Onnit every day twice a day for the next 5 months.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure John would be all over this.
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah, John's fucking amazing. Absolutely. I worked out with him this morning.
Yeah, and they have all the recovery capabilities there too. That will be super helpful. Is he going to be in Austin?
He lives in Austin, and Kuya is right next door. They've got a Polar Plunge. They've got everything's got right there for him.
It's all possible.
I love this. All right, Lacey, I'm back. Okay. I'm back Sunday at morning. If you want to work out,
all right. You want to just get right off the plane and right into a workout?
Yep, that's how it works. You change your lifestyle, Nadav. Nadav is about a lifestyle change.
Yep.
I mean, a $1 million? That's insane.
It's not a million.
It's going to be a million.
And a healthy life, that's like the greatest gift of all time.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Lacey, I will talk to you when I get back to LA. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
Native.
Yeah.
Wait, pull up your calendar. You have your calendar on you?
Yes.
Hold on, I want Bert to pull up his.
We're announcing our live date.
Hold on, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to do a naked Nadav weigh-in.
Yep. But wait, pull up your calendar.
What's up?
Okay, are you looking at April?
I'm not.
Can you?
Yeah, I am now.
Okay. Where are you April 5th?
In nowhere.
Okay. That's a Tuesday, which is not an ideal day, but it's the only day that would work for me.
Done.
Done?
April 5th.
So you got a couple extra days.
I got to buy you a race car before then. Christ.
Yeah. Now you have 75 pounds to lose, and you might have a few pound head start.
Nadav, are you into this?
I already thought I was worried for my health when it was 50 pounds.
Here's the thing.
4 months.
I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. I'll tell you this. Uh-huh. If you don't hit the goal weight, you're still going to get a prize. A good one.
Okay.
A cash prize. You'll still.
Really? Will we decide it's cash prize?
Yeah, but it'll still be significant. It won't be the whole thing. And we'll also, because of this whole thing incentivizing you, we'll give significant bonuses to everybody.
Okay.
Okay? But you can win a big pot if you hit the goal weight.
All right.
Nadav.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, I want to make sure that I'm clear.
Oh, this is actually good. I got a wedding coming up in April. I'll look good for it.
There you go.
Nadav, you are going to put red dick all over that wedding. You're going to be fucking placing that red pubic hair into so many people. Am I not making myself clear?
No, I'm following
what
you're
gross
saying.
It out? Nadav, you, buddy, are going to get the life that was promised to you at your bar mitzvah.
My bar mitzvah?
At your bar mitzvah, when they said, Nadav, one day you will be a man.
Yes.
And then, am I doing Andre the Giant?
It's pretty good, whatever you're doing.
And then you have a wife. Hey, why don't you fucking get a wife? Like, just pick one up, like in the Netherlands or something.
When?
What?
Can you still do that?
Why would I?
You can do that.
Get a mail order bride?
No, not mail. Oh, yes. Whoa, check them out. Let's just see if we can get you a mail order bride. Nadav, you're going to be a millionaire and skinny.
Let's do this. Let's have a
He's going to buy a fucking house. Hold on, stop. Go ahead.
Let's do potential. Let's do like a blind date scenario on the weigh-in where we'll have girls, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Can someone, Nadav, okay, someone Photoshop Nadav skinny. So, okay, so we'll make him look like he's going to look at the weigh-ins, mm-hmm. and then we'll bring girls. Should we get girls in Austin?
Sure, it's probably best.
Yeah, we'll get girls in Austin to come in, and we'll do a blind date with Nadav.
Yeah.
Then what we need is we need girls that are attracted to him now, mm-hmm. but go, actually, if he was skinny, I'd really be in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, girls that are like, I want to see him skinny. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're into him. They like him.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're like, not now, but if he's skinny, I want him.
Yeah.
And we'll get those. We'll do a blind date. What was I going to say? I just forgot it. Oh, Nadav, let's talk about where you can spend this money. And that's, Annie, this is why I love you. Because you and I buy the dream. We buy the dream, and it makes our hearts skip. And then you fuck us when you tell us the dream isn't happening. Right,
it's true. I was telling you the whole time, like, hey, can you stop talking about this house thing? Because I'm getting excited. And
Annie, we're still buying a house. Don't, hey, man. Don't sleep on that.
I'm just saying, but yeah, because I live that. I live the dream. Don't just buy the dream. I live it. Yeah.
I can't wait.
So what are you saying? What was your question?
$1 million. What are you going to do with it? Let's just say the number's $1 million. Let's say number's $1 million because I think that's the number you need to focus on. So, look, whatever we raise is going to be a lot of money. Not raise, but get on the live show. But you need the price point in your head to be $1 million.
Sure. I mean, first thing I'll do is just get my investments right.
No, stop. No, you buy a house, Nadav.
That's an investment.
That's an investment.
Okay, so where are you going to buy a house? I want you to start looking at properties on Zillow. This will, hey, Nadav, this will help you lose weight. You start looking at properties on Zillow and go,
yeah.
And go, where do I want to live? What do I want to do? And by the way, I want you to make sure this is definitely a two-bedroom because your chick's going to have friends spending the night, okay? Mm-hmm. Your chick is going to be so fucking hot.
And so we're going to be doing like a dating game type thing on this live show?
I'm excited for the life that you get to have. Can I, yeah. Isn't that fucking bizarre?
Yeah.
I'm excited for the brand new life he gets.
He's going
to
get a great life.
I need you to understand that you're getting a new life. That you're getting a brand new life. I understand. You're going to be skinny and rich. Nadav, we're setting you up to win.
I mean, worst case scenario, Nadav, if you actually go after this and fail, you're going to be like 50 pounds less.
Right.
And you're still going to get a prize.
And by the way, you still have your good life now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike my life now.
Right.
But it's wait,
I got to ask you this.
This all started with one stupid fucking joke.
I know.
You know?
What was the joke?
When I said Nadav asked if we could be accountability buddies.
Oh, yeah.
And then we became accountability buddies. And then I started losing weight. And then he was vulnerable. And he told me, he was like, I had a bad week. And I said, I want to fix it. I love Nadav. Yeah. I really do.
I love you too, Bert.
It's so bizarre. I didn't think I'd like you. And I've said that a bunch. You'll hear that on an upcoming episode that was done at my house.
Yeah.
But like,
Didn't think you'd like me?
Not at all.
He went into detail.
Because you know why? Because you don't care about me. Like me, don't get me wrong. When we first met, you don't care about things. Like you don't care about celebrity. You don't care about certain things. You don't care about. That are important to me. Like I wanted him to care about me.
Yeah.
He wanted him to be like, so you're Bert. But he didn't give a fuck about that. He was like, hi. That's how Nadav met me. He was like, hi.
Yeah.
And then he was like, now, like he's a very regular person. He's the Pete Davidson of podcast producers. Very regular. Nadav, you can date a celebrity now.
Wait, let me ask him something. And you can't cut in on this.
What's the word?
Don't say anything. Because I sense a little uneasiness, hesitation. Are you, and I want you to answer honestly, are you into this challenge? Be honest.
I'm into it.
You do want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, April 5th is a little fucking crazy.
Stop.
Yeah?
That's the date. Are you into that? Because you have to voluntarily...
Yeah. I mean, look, like if I'm in it, I'm 100% in.
And are you?
I am.
With that date?
With April 5th?
And with the challenge at hand. Like you really...
I'm going to try my hardest to get down to
200. No. That's not the talk we need to hear.
I will get down to 200 whether I fucking die or not.
That's what I like to hear, Nadav. No doctors. Just do it. Are you on blood pressure medicine now?
I'm on no medicine right now.
Then you're fine, buddy. You're fine. You don't need anything. You don't need doctor supervision.
I had diverticulitis, though. That's kind of like a thing.
Yeah, but that's just diarrhea, right?
It's a symptom.
Yeah, I am pretty fucking buzzed off of three beers. Let's be honest. Who lies to themselves? Guys like me and Nadav. That's why we gained weight. Tom's on his phone.
No, I'm just, okay.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I was trying to see if we can get the trainer on. I want to get him on about doing this.
Yeah. What do you think Joe would think?
I'd be like, do it, man. You're a savage. Fucking do it.
Get on steroids, Nadav.
Now I'm in. Now I'm definitely.
Why not?
Yeah. Let's fucking cycle, baby.
I'm so excited for April 5th. But so what happens if we get to like February and Nadav's like, I'm 290. And we're like,
you think I'm going to gain weight?
Well, no, sometimes people give up on themselves. I have a mirror in my house. I've seen it happen a bunch.
This is the fattest I've been. You think I'm going to be the fattest I've been and then be like, you know what we should gain 20 pounds of muscle on top of this?
I can't.
Or more 20 pounds of fat?
What's my goal weight?
What is your goal weight? This is interesting.
Well, if Nadav's at 200, I have to be at 200. I think the opposite. I think I think you should get to 275.
No way. You cramping?
I'm cramping. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, I wish I could tell you the inside joke. Oh, my God.
This is the greatest podcast in the world. Yeah. I could do this. I would, I like, when I get to heaven, I want God to say, hey man, I'm a big fan of Two Bears. I hope you guys are still planning on doing it every week. I'm like, Tom's dead too? And he was like, oh, you didn't hear? On April 5th, you guys all died from laughing. And the Dop died too. We're all up here.
Are you going to try to get down?
I mean, I'm trying right now. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll do whatever. You put anything on me, I want to do it. I like that. I'm jealous I'm not fatter and Nadav.
What?
Like, I want $1 million challenge.
Okay.
I mean, I look at Nadav, like, when this comes up, I get so excited. Any challenge, I love every challenge.
Yeah.
I can only succeed on challenges for some fucking reason. Is that the only way my brain works? I don't. If you say do this, then I can do it. Give me something.
Nadav, do you think you can get down to 200?
I think it's going to be crazy, but like if you guys are setting me up with On It and like I'm putting in two.
No, Dub, here's the deal.
Yeah.
We are setting you up to win. I want you to win.
I want to win.
200.
Everyone watching wants you to win. Not everyone. I'm sure there's some people that don't want you to win. But we get you in an On It and you start slow, but it starts, the diet thing is the thing. And that's why I want to, like, maybe Trifecta will hop on.
I don't know.
You know what? I'll reach out to Trifecta right now. And see if they can send you meals, Nadav. And all you do is eat their pre-portioned meals. Mm-hmm. You might have to go keto to like really shred that weight, right?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I've done keto before.
Trifecta is fucking awesome.
Delivery.
They deliver meals to your house. And they're all like, not frozen, but cold. Mm-hmm. You put them in your fridge. They are fantastic. They taste awesome. I mean, legit. I wanted them to do our bus tour, mm-hmm. but I couldn't get to them in time, and then I just, you know, whatever.
Okay. All right.
But Trifecta would be the fucking tits. I'll reach out to Trifecta now.
You better go for a motherfucking walk today, man.
Nadav, what have you eaten yet? Have you eaten yet today?
No, I've just had coffee.
That's it? This is the perfect start.
Yeah.
Is the food here?
Fuck. Yeah. What do you want to eat?
A celebration meal. We should do a celebration meal.
What should we celebrate with?
Whatever tacos they got.
Is that what they got?
Yeah, they got tacos and beer.
Tacos and beer?
Yeah.
That's how we're going to get him on the right track?
It's not the best way, but yeah.
So this is the last cheat meal before I'm on my path to 200, road to 200?
Yeah.
No, wait, you said you're 5'10"?
Hey, can you?
Maybe 5'9".
Can
5'9
we?
5'9 and a half.
I would love to be able to track this. What's the matter?
No, just wait, nothing.
I would love to track this HBO style. Can we do a vlog, a separate vlog, where we have people tracking his On It journey? I'm not saying the right things.
I don't know.
Can we do a YMH vlog, a Nadav weight loss vlog
that
people can track? That Nadav, we get you to like record yourself, talk about your journey, what you're going through, times when you're weak, times when you're strong. We'll get someone to maybe follow and track him to On It, to watch his workouts. We talk with trainers.
Sure.
And kind of like do everything. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
We would add another little journey into it so that when I really want to build to April 5th so that everyone tunes in. Yeah. I want the people from Entertainment News. Is that the name of the thing?
E?
I love drinking. I love it so much. I will never quit drinking.
Nadav, you realize there's like a high probability that, like, I don't know, in a few hours this whole thing falls apart, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-oh, we've dedicated an episode to it.
That's true, we have.
People are committed.
Okay.
I'm into it. Look, I'm all in. I'm down.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in.
So then do we announce it on social media today? Or do we wait until this episode airs? Because he's starting his journey now.
He should get started, and then we can announce it later.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Blue Moon's a hard transition from these. What is this Founders beer?
What you need to do, Native, is go from here to a grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, I went yesterday. I've been cooking for myself recently.
Okay. All right.
All right. If you get to work out with this guy, John. Wait, when am I here again?
I don't know.
Oh, in January.
Yeah.
I almost took Nadav with me this morning. I should have taken you with me this morning, Nadav. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Bert. I still love you.
We'll get you some kettlebells.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really get into saunaing.
Wait, what's your challenge? That's what this really...
I don't know. What do you want it to be?
How... What weight can you get up to and still be healthy?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I bet I could maintain my weight at 252. I bet I could stay at 250 and be very healthy.
But the question is...
Yeah? Can I get bigger?
And stay healthy?
Yeah, I bet I could.
280?
I bet I could. Should I go to 280?
Dude, do you know how funny some of that stuff would be?
How good that would be. 280? 280?
Yeah. How quickly can you get to 280?
Pull up the picture of Fat Bert again. I kind of like Fat Bert. Like the picture that, of the guy that Tom stabbed.
Oh yeah.
I actually think that guy is so likable.
He's super likable.
No, not him. Me as him.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Tell me you don't love this guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's Tom Nicholson.
I think that is the most likable Bert you could ever see. Except my face wouldn't look like that. That's my real face, right?
That is your real face.
Yeah, that's how do I just get my belly and legs fatter?
Probably food and alcohol. I'm thinking.
Vodka.
Yeah. Machine's pretty good.
Machine. Someone goes, you tell that story all the time? I say, yeah.
Oh, you said it. You said it to me yesterday. Yesterday,
I don't know.
No,
I am fucking blurred into one fucking day.
Really?
Yeah. So then, Nadav, my whole point of all of this is then once you lose the weight, you're out at the compound with us, right?
Oh wait, I didn't know that was a part. If I lose that weight, then I have to move in with you guys.
Yeah, me, you, and Annie.
This is a part of the thing I didn't know about.
Well, no, okay. Let's just take it out then. But me and Annie are buying a sick ass fucking house. Okay.
You said same house, or it's just like houses in the same cul-de-sac? Ooh.
If I got a compound, and it was like it's on a cul-de-sac, the one I'm looking at, and if I got a compound, could I build you a house and then you live with us?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not sharing any walls with you guys, down.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, let's build a bunch of tiny houses. Now that you're going to be skinny, you'll be able to fit in them.
It's a good idea.
Can I tell you, I feel bummed that I didn't. I have so many good ideas in my life that I never follow through with.
Yeah.
How many? What do you think the best idea you've ever had is?
Fuck. I don't know, man. It doesn't even.
Isn't it crazy that you had an idea about trying stand up and you follow through with it and then you're here?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, I should
try. Just an idea.
That's true.
And there are people watching this going, I always wanted to try stand-up.
Yep.
And if you don't do it, then you don't do it.
Yeah. I remember lying to the lady.
Wait, tell me about the first time you did stand-up.
Well, what happened was I was at the Groundlings, mm-hmm. and there was comics in my class, right? And I still remember Sam Tripoli was in my class.
Really?
And he was like, you should try stand-up. You'd like stand-up, dude. And then I was like, yeah. I followed him around one time to see it. I don't know how it worked. I was like, how do you
just
do
went
it?
To clubs with him?
Yeah. I watched him do spots, like three spots. Then there's another guy named Nick Wegner, and he's a writer now still. He writes on like shows and stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did stand up, and he was like, here, come with me. So I followed
him. Picture of him. I'm going to see if I know him.
Nick Wegner? Yeah, it's NIC WEGNER, I think is how you spell it. Let's see. Yeah, that's him. So he was in my class.
He's got a podcast on Earwolf.
There you go. Nick's a good dude, funny guy.
Great head of hair.
So God, he does have great hair. So he walked me into this club, the Cat Club on Sunset, and there was a lady booking the show named Kathy, and she was like, "Oh, hey, Nick, blah blah blah." You know, because I was going to watch him do a spot.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "This is Tom. He's a comic." And she just is like looking at something, and she goes, "Oh, do you want to do the show like April 23rd? Like that." And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Okay, you're booked." And then because he was just like, "Yeah, he's a comic."
Yeah.
And then she just went to talking, and then he was like, "You got a spot." And that was
so it. That was your first open mic?
So it was like 3 weeks later, and it was at the Good Bar, which is no longer around, on Sunset.
I don't remember that place.
That was the first one. And I told you how I first went on stage, right? So there was I didn't know, I was like super nervous, obviously. And there was the lineup, which looked like this. It was just names. And yeah. They were like, "You're six." I was like, "All right." And I drank a beer. And I was like, "Fuck, I might need another beer in a second." And the host was up there, and she just goes, "All right, and our first comic, Tom Segura. And I was like, "I thought I was six." And I walk up and I go, "I thought I was six." And she looks down and she's like, "Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Are you serious?"
Yeah. So I was supposed to be six and I went first.
And how'd you do?
I mean, I'm sure I have it on tape. I have it. Yeah.
And we will be playing that April 5th. On our live show, where Nadav weighs in for $1 million.
Yeah.
You have a tape?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's how stupid I am. This is hilarious. It went well enough. Like, I don't know that it was terrible. I'm sure it's terrible stand-up. Yeah. But I got, like, a couple laughs. Here's how stupid I am. I invited people to come to it and didn't tell them it was my first time. So when they were like, "What are you doing?" Like, someone was like, "What are you doing Saturday?" I was like, "I'm doing stand-up." And they went, you're a stand-up?" And I, instead of going like, "Well, I'm trying it for the first time," I was like, "Yeah, I do stand-up."
That's such a Bert thing.
Yeah. And
that's
then like,
so not you.
I know. And like eight of them came.
Really?
Like, this group. Yeah, because there were other like improv, and they were like, "Oh," like, I don't remember what they thought. They must have been like, "God, he's terrible." But I was like, "Yeah, I do stand-up." And they're like, "Oh, it was fun to watch you do stand-up."
So
today,
how soon from that moment did I meet you?
So that was April of 2002.
Very quickly.
And I met you
2003
or 4.
2004.
Wait, when was Georgia born?
2004.
I remember seeing Georgia as a baby in the green room at Brea.
Yeah.
So that's probably when I around.
Oh, I met you before. No, I met you before then.
So I met you probably 03. I met you like a year after.
I met you 03. You met me when I was still dating Leanne.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, it's so funny. Can I tell you what bums me out about me? Is sometimes I don't ever listen to other people, and I'm not curious about other people. Like I just want to tell you my story. I own my flaws. I know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
All the things that people hate about me, I also hate. That's why I was thinking about yesterday about when we were talking about the Tim and Eric parodies.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I would hate a parody of me because it would highlight all the things I already don't like about myself. Well,
of all of us, I would hate the one about me too.
But like I get bummed out when I hear like a good story that I should have already known.
Oh, right.
Like I have a really good friend named Eddie Fernandez, and he said to me one time, he said, "My sister," and I said, "You have a sister?" I'd known the guy for fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
He's like, "You have a sister?" And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "I didn't know that." And he goes, "Of course you didn't know that. You don't care about anyone but yourself." And I went, but he wasn't being mean. He goes, "Did you know I also have a brother?" I said, "Yeah, Mario." And he goes, "I have another brother?" I said, "I didn't know that." He goes, yeah, I know. He's like, I accept it for you for who you are.
But I kind of feel the same way about you.
Yeah, I just don't. Even sometimes I'll ask questions, like I'll say something and then you'll say it to me and I won't listen.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
But I'm saying the things that bother people about you don't bother me about you. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. Clearly, that's what I think why we're still together. Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah. Like, I don't know if Joe has any brothers and sisters.
You don't?
Nope.
Yeah.
But, I know I've asked him.
Yeah.
But I don't listen. Does he?
Yeah, he's a sister.
He does?
Yeah.
Does he have a brother?
No.
Yeah, I get confused. Like, does Aria have any brothers?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got a brother from Switzerland.
He's got another sibling, too.
He does?
Yeah. Maybe two.
Does Joey have any brothers?
No.
So do you, when you meet, how do you know this?
Just remember it from over time.
Isn't that crazy? You have two sisters.
Mm-hmm. Where do I fall?
I knew you were going to ask that. I know you got a younger sister.
Okay.
And? I know that. I think you're the oldest.
Really?
I do.
I'm not.
God damn it.
I'm the middle.
One lives in South Carolina.
She used to, yeah.
She lives in Florida now?
They both live in Florida.
That's the younger one?
The younger and the older one. I'm the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
There's certain things I do know about your sisters that are the highlight things I know.
Yeah.
But they're not the things that, like you'd never share at a dinner party. Someone goes, does Tom Segura have two sisters? I go, yeah, one is dot, dot, dot. And then they go, why the fuck are you telling everyone that? And I go, that's the thing I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I know your dad was in Vietnam.
That's true.
Your mom's from Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's it. You were born in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
but you moved to South Florida. But you moved a lot when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Push has an Indian brother?
No.
An Indian sister.
Three Indian stepsisters.
Uh-huh. From who?
From her stepdad.
From her mom?
Her mom remarried.
Her mom passed away.
Right.
And I remember I really upset her one time.
Really?
Yeah, the day her mom died.
You upset her that day?
Yeah. How? Because we were at Montreal when her mom died.
That's right.
And I said, she was pregnant with Ellis. Right?
Yeah.
And I said, I wonder if your mom met Ellis in heaven. And she went, ooh, why would you say that? And I was like, I don't know. Do you think they're hanging out and they know each other and she's telling her stuff about you? She was like, I don't want my mom to tell my kid anything about me. And I was like, sorry. Because I guess her and mom weren't like best friends.
No, no.
That's why her and Leanne are friends, because Leanne and her mom are not best friends.
They're not?
No.
Is her mom alive?
Yeah. Very pretty.
Really?
Very pretty. Very pretty. And by the way, a fucking, Leanne would hate that I'm saying this, a good time. I liked her. Really? I met her once. I met her one time. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Met her one time. We went down. She just totally turned it like swing. Like, never had a problem. Never met her in, 12 years or whatever. George and Isla are walking around, and we meet her, and she was like...
You'd never met her the whole time?
I never met her. I talked to her on the phone one time, and I said, I'm so shocked you have a Southern accent. And it offended her. And she said, put Leanne on the phone. Because she was a huge runway model. The woman is absolutely beautiful. Huge runway model. And Leanne, I answered the phone, and she has a great Southern accent. And I just, because she had traveled the world modeling, I just didn't think she'd have a Southern accent. And I went, you have a Southern accent. And she goes, excuse me, put Leanne on the phone. And that's the last I ever spoke to her.
That was it?
That was it. I said, you have a Southern, that's all I said. You have a Southern accent. And then.
She wasn't a part of your guys' life because they didn't talk?
They didn't talk. They've had issues, you know, mom, daughter. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for either of them.
Yeah, sure.
But they've had issues similar to Leanne and her mom, or Push and her mom.
Yeah.
And then the one time I met her, we went to Georgia. We were in Georgia, and we were at her grandparents' house, and her mom showed up. Lovely. I mean, lovely woman. We had the nicest time. It was so fucking bizarre because I'd never spoken to her. But she was the sweetest person. We went. The girls hung out with her. Everyone's like falling in love with this woman. We go to the restaurant and have Mexican food with her grandfather, her grandmother, and her mom. We had such a great time. And then her mom said to me, "This was fun. I can't wait to do this again." And I go, "That's never." I was drunk. I was like, "That's never gonna happen." She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "I don't think I'll ever see you again." She goes, "Why?" I said, "I just met you now. I can't believe I'll ever see you again." She goes, what is that supposed to mean? I said exactly what I said. I just met you now for the first time in 12 years. I can't believe I will ever see you again. I've never seen her again.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked her. It bums me out that she's not in our kids' lives, but my kids don't know. They don't fucking give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care at all. But I don't think they want me in their life. I'm moving to Austin. What the fuck am I talking about? Yeah. Nadav's on a weight loss journey. Nadav, these are all things you got to look forward to when you're skinny.
It's going to be awesome. By the way, so someone messaged me yesterday. You know that like when somebody like, let's say they Google whatever, Joe Coy tickets, Burke Kreischer, Sabat. there's just like a photo that they throw up. It's like a website will just pull. The one for you on SeatGeek is this one. Isn't that hilarious? That's the one they use.
Jesus Christ. Ugh, I hate my face. I'll never.
Is that after the?
What's that? That's the weekend after the weight loss challenge.
That's why it's shaved.
That's why I shaved. I have no beard because of you.
And that's the picture they use.
Why would they put that up? I have a hard time finding pictures of myself online these days because of ticket sales. Because people put ticket sales everywhere.
Yeah.
And so like you type in Burke Kreischer Sacramento, it's all that comes up Sacramento dates, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Joe Coy comes up with my name a lot. Isn't that interesting?
What, really?
Yeah. If I type in Burke Kreischer something, it's always Joe Coy always comes up.
Probably because you're both on tour, right?
I must be.
Yeah. With Kreischer.
He's a shockingly solid dude. Like meaning like sturdy, muscular. Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like I think he's pretty jacked.
Really?
He's one of those guys that's got like bone density. He's got big, thick legs, big shoulders.
Look at him, he's squatting down there like it's nothing. Look at him.
He moves around well.
Moves around well.
He does move around well.
Yeah, I believe it.
His relationship with his son is so great. I kind of wish I had a boy.
I know. They really are.
I kind of wish I had a boy and I was divorced. Wouldn't that be cool?
Sure.
I would really connect with that boy.
You think so?
Yeah. Being divorced and with a son.
Yeah. Nice dude, move.
Hit it out of the fucking park. Fucking women are crazy, aren't they? Yeah. Right? Instead, I got fucking women in my life. Like, if I got divorced, there's no way the girls would ever side with me or understand me at all.
On anything.
They'd empathize. They'd feel bad for me. They'd pity me. That's it. Yeah. That's the only thing I could get from two daughters if I was divorced was pity. I couldn't get like, yeah, dad, I get it.
No?
Yeah, you get a son, and he's like, finally. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you got divorced from Christina, mm-hmm. those boys would fucking love you so much more.
I don't know. They love their mom way more than me, so.
Are you going to teach your boys how to water ski?
I don't know. Maybe. I think it'd be fun to get them out on the lake.
Can I be a part of this?
Okay.
Because I definitely taught both our girls how to water ski.
And you're an excellent wakeboarder.
And Leanne is obsessed with it. So what I want to do, what I'd like to do, mm-hmm. I'm an amazing wakeboarder. Yeah. What I'd like to do is I would like to come down with Leanne.
Okay.
And have Leanne, here's the key, Leanne teach your boys water sports. Because they won't fight back with her, but they'll fight back with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So when you teach your kids something, this is what I've learned, is that if you're the parent, they have leeway with you.
Yeah.
You know, they have outs. That's why Koreans never do homework with their own kids. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. Koreans never do homework with their own kids. They come home, and they switch kids. And then they go, I'll take your kid, you take my kid. Because you don't ever talk back to another parent. But if your own parent, you give them a little sass. You go, yeah. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But if someone else's parent, we learned that when we went to the Third Street, that was a predominantly Korean school.
Yeah.
And so Koreans never do homework with their own kids.
So wait, the kid goes home and goes to another parent's house?
From where, when we went to this place, Third Street School on fucking whatever it is in LA.
Third Street?
Third Street.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on Third Street.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough. Oh, it is. I'm sure it is. Yeah. They wouldn't call it Third Street. We were having a problem. There was a lot of homework because it was a predominantly Korean school, so the standard was up there. Like, they expected a lot out of them.
Yeah.
And so we had a hard time, and they said, who does homework with Georgia? And they're like, we do. And they're like, no, you don't do that. Switch it. Send them down to Roy Choi's house.
Yeah.
Have Roy's wife do with her, and you do with Roy's daughter, and that's easier that way. We're like, for real? And they're like, yeah, that's what we do. This is the way Koreans ran it back then. So that's what we do with Leanne. We take her out here. And we have her teach
the boys.
Because it's a lot. It's scary.
Yeah.
And they're going to want to push back.
Yeah.
But have Leanne teach them how to get up on water skis. Have them teach all that shit. Have other parents do it. And then we get Leanne down here. She falls in love with this compound. Nadav Skinny. We got a redheaded Christian in the boat with us.
You're a fun dreamer, man.
I live in dreams.
I know. It's a lot of fun.
I live in dreams.
But these
dreams are going to come true.
Oh, you have another beer. Jesus.
I have one more beer.
We're going to wrap up here.
Are you doing all the reads? Because I don't know if I can read.
Um,
how many reads do we have?
You got a few. Maybe you should hold on a second. Okay.
Okay. Let's see real quick what the what if people would chip in.
Okay. Yeah.
If people would chip in. God damn it, it didn't upload. What the fuck?
We're good. Let's wrap this up.
Tacos?
Yeah.
Tacos.
Tacos.
Cold beer.
Yep.
And then I think we need to do... Do you have a scale here, Annie? Yes, sir. I think it's, we might as well do a weigh-in and before pictures.
Sure. Okay.
We'll do before pictures.
Fully nude.
Fully nude. Yeah. I'll be with him.
Yeah.
Nadav, let's do nude pictures where we're docking. Like our cocks are touching.
Yeah.
Now I've gotten off the rails. All right. Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.